Hi, my name's Julie Mackin, and this is Speaking of Social Justice. And in fact, kind of what I wanted to talk about today is not social justice directly, but rather the kind of groundwork that creates an atmosphere and a possibility of having a community that abides by principles of social justice. And by that I mean, let's talk about the state of our democracy. Let's talk about the state of our capacity to talk and argue and debate things with each other. Because I'm sure I'm not the only person on planet Earth that looked at the images of all those people turning up to the Trump rally with the little bit of Band-Aid on their ear and thought, oh my God, I hope the Martians aren't watching this. It'll be so embarrassing. I just thought, where have we got to? And that was like the image of it. But what was said was even worse. 2 seconds of, we're all one America, and then 90 minutes of, immigrants are all from insane asylums and just terrible racist, xenophobic lies, for about 90 minutes. And I guess that's kind of shocking until you look at the mainstream media's coverage of it. And kind of our collective conversations about it with each other and over the fence and at, tuck shop and the like, where we don't expect anything less. We're not shocked to the bootstraps when a potential leader gets up and lies front and center. Even things like close at home in Australia, the CFMEU thing, right? Let me assure you, I do not like blokes who batter women. I'm old-fashioned like that. I just don't like that. I don't like stand-over merchants. I don't like thugs. I don't like people who think they can bully people by power and physically threatening them. I don't like any of that. But I did notice that two things happened around the same time. The CFMEU was revealed to have links to bikie outlaw gangs and criminals and really appalling behavior. And the response from everyone to various degrees was like, right, strike them out, put them in administration, knock them back. Okay, fair enough. Let's think about that. At the same time, it was revealed that the banks had yet again been billing dead people. The banks have been behaving badly again after the Royal Commission. No one jumped up and went, that's it, let's fold them up, let's put them into administration. We should be put these guys in jail. No one said that. So we've got this weird relationship with reality and what is fair and what is equitable and justice. And I think it's getting worse because we're also, and I should shut up because I guess you're watching this on some form of social media, but we know that social media various platforms, their business model is anger, their business model is conflict. Their algorithms are all designed to put us in contact with each other if we all agree with each other to hate on the right people. A lot of ways their business model is hate. But we're not accessing mainstream media much anymore. None of us believe much in democracy anymore. None of us believe much that politicians are there to help us. This really matters, folks. It really matters that we are losing faith in the structures that create our democratic institutions. It's really important that this doesn't happen. So I've been thinking about if we accept that democracy is probably not the best model in the world, but about the only one we're all going to agree on, and if we accept that it's actually getting shredded at the moment all around the world, that levels of cynicism within ourselves is such that if politicians are corrupt, meh, what do you expect? If banks are dodgy, meh, what do you expect? That's a really dangerous place for us to be. So how do we stop that? How do we turn back the hands of time? Cue in, sure. And actually go back to a time, 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, when levels of trust in government were very high, when we felt very safe in our democracy, when we valued our democracy. How do we do that? And I reckon that's a job for you to figure out. And it's a job for me to figure out. We are citizens in this together. Let's just park the corporates. Let's just park the spin doctors. Let's just park the politicians. And let's use our individual and collective imagination to go, how would we build up a really strong, inclusive, safe, democratic space for all of us, the cool, the uncool, the wealthy, the impoverished, the just arrived, the been here forever? How would we create a space that is inclusive of all of us, where we could sort out what we do agree on and sort out a way that we are going to have our ongoing conflicts struggled with in an ethical way? We're going to have conflict, but we can find ways of doing that in an ethical way, in a creative way, in a principled way, in a yelly way, without it being lethal. That's our job. You're a citizen. I'm a citizen. That's our job. Let's get imagining.